The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's that time, the strawberry letter.
Subject: ain't nothing holy about his behavior. Dear Stephen Shirley, my family has a church that they've been going to all their life, and I recently joined. I decided to devote my life to fellowship and service at this church. My pastor is great, but I always thought he was a bit creepy because of the strange relationship he has with my cousin. I had been watching them for a while, and then in a stewardship meeting, my pastor mistakenly called my cousin Babe or Bae, and she blushed. Immediately after the meeting, I asked my cousin what's up with her and the pastor, and she got all awkward and tried to lie at first, but then she ended up spilling the beans. I was devastated. My heart dropped, and I couldn't believe what she had told me. She swore me to secrecy, but I don't care about her feelings. I care about the pastor's wife's feelings because she is ill, and I have the utmost respect for her as the first lady of the church. Now, my family is whispering about them messing around, and I'm having a hard time acting naive when they mention it. 2 weeks ago, she missed church, and the pastor pulled me to the side and asked, where's my friend today? I guess my cousin has shared with him that I'm in on their little secret. He grosses me out now, and I want to find a new church home. My grandmother told me that I need to just focus on God, and that's it. She said God will take care of my cousin and the pastor. I still want to leave this church, but I enjoy Sundays with my family. I'm so conflicted. What should I do? Please advise. Wow. Well, first I have to tell you this, that God isn't just at that one church. God is everywhere, okay? I do agree with your grandmother. She's right. You do need to focus on God when you're at church, and God will take care of your cousin and the pastor. But I still see no reason for you to check out another church if you just can't stomach going to your family church any longer since you found out the news about your cousin and the pastor. You also have to know that just like there's mess going on at your church, there's mess at a whole bunch of churches, okay? I mean, there's mess at other churches too. I mean, you just have to know that. Remember, pastors are human. They are mere mortals, and they're not God, okay? Even though we do hold them to a higher standard at church, we do put them on a pedestal. But, you know, If you don't want to leave and you do want to enjoy Sundays with your family, you're going to have to not judge and do like your grandmother said, take her advice and let God deal with that. Handling the situation with your pastor and your cousin. If you're no longer getting fed there, that's something different. Then, of course, you know, go to a different church. But I see no reason for you to check out a different church if you just can't stand to be in their presence, you know, if that's not what you're into. I definitely can support you in that. Steve?
Well. If it ain't Greenleaf. Yeah, we on the own network now.
Ooh, it's my show.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Don't do this to me. You did it to yourself. My family has a church they've been going to all their life, whole time. My pastor's great, but it didn't take long. See, this statement, my pastor is great, but it usually take a little bit longer for a person to say but my pastor great, but let me just, this woman trying to get to this damn letter. I always thought he was a bit creepy because of the strange relationship he has with my cousin. Now, let's see. When you say strange relationship with your cousin, I'm assuming your cousin is a female. So what is this strangeness that you've noticed? I've been watching them for a while. That's when you know you're at one of them churches. I was at a stewardship meeting. Now, what is that, Shirley?
Well, I guess, I don't know. It tells you how to be a good steward over what you have. I don't know.
Anybody know what a stewardship meeting is? I done been on a nurses guild meeting. I done been a couple deacon board meetings.
I don't remember having that.
I done been down there at the planning committee meeting.
I guess everybody who has...
I done been to building fund.
Leadership role.
Yeah.
I done been to choir rehearsal.
Yeah, it's...
I done been in the pastor's office for cussing.
Okay, you've done a lot of ministry.
Wait, what? What was that last thing you just said?
I done been in the pastor's office for cussing.
At church?
That's not a ministry.
Yeah, I had to go in there quite a few. I've been in there probably 6 times about cussing. Brother Stevie's mouth.
Oh, Stevie, this is when you were younger?
Yeah.
It's relieving.
Oh, okay.
It's relieving.
But I can still go in there now, but I probably won't go.
Wow.
Anyway, they had a stewardship meeting. I don't know if they practicing passing out peanuts in there. I don't know what they're doing at the stewardship meeting.
No, it's vocations at the church.
Okay.
So if you're over a certain ministry or something.
All right, cool. Anyway. My pastor mistakenly called my cousin Babe or Bae, and she blushed. He done lost his damn mind. He done got so damn comfortable. What about you, Bae? I mean, Sister Porter. I mean,
Ooh, Bae.
He said Bae.
First lady friend. The head of the usher board. Oh, he tried to come back up out of there. So what about you, Babe? I mean, usher board leader. I mean,
wow.
Committee chair. So anyway, immediately after the meeting, I asked my cousin what was up with her and the pastor. Now, you know what was up because you've always thought the man was creepy because of this relationship he had with your cousin. This been going on. She got all awkward and tried to lie first. Then she just ended up, I was devastated. She spilled the beans. I was devastated. My heart dropped. I couldn't believe what she told me. She swore me to secrecy, but I don't care about her feelings. I care about the pastor's feelings, pastor's wife feeling, because she is ill. Uh-oh, pastor wife sick.
Uh-oh.
That ain't what she is. This ain't the flu. Yeah, this ain't the, she ain't got a cold. Pastor wife is ill. She got a condition. That ain't what it is. Pastor wife got something wrong with him. We gonna have to guess what that is. We don't know. You know, Junior, do it sound like sickle cell to you?
No, this don't sound like a sickle cell.
It ain't sickle cell.
She ain't
Jay,
ill.
Do it sound like diabetes
don't
to you?
Don't sound like diabetes.
All right.
All right.
We covered them too. We got them out there.
Part two of Steve's response.
Tommy,
is
do
coming
it sound
up.
Like she ignorant to you?
that the right in there.
All the
right
conditions on this show.
Come on, Steve.
Well,
with part
this
two.
Woman been going to this family. One family been going to this church for years. She decided she wanted to join the church and serve her time and fellowship and service to God. But she had been having weird feelings about the pastor because of the way he acted with her cousin. they in a stewardship meeting learning some up in there, and he messed around and called her bae, baby. So she confronted her after the thing and asked her what was up. She tried to lie, then she spilled all the beans. Then the lady said that she spilled the beans. She said, I was devastated. My heart dropped. I can't believe what she told me. She swore me to secrecy. I didn't care about her feelings. I care about the past of white feelings because she's ill. Now, we done went over the show. We done found out that it ain't sickle cell.
Ain't it?
Now.
And we found out it ain't diabetes.
Nope.
And Thomas says she ain't suffering from ignis.
That's not an illness.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going over all the stuff that's wrong with the people on the show. I'm crazy, so it don't sound like she's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Shirley, do she sound bougie to you?
No, Stephen.
Okay, so she ain't bouginess. Carla, does it sound like she's suffering from an overdose of hood?
Yeah.
Overdose, though. Overdose. No, she doesn't.
Monica, do it sound like she country as hell? Yeah. Come on, Mississippi. Okay, cool. She don't have none of that, so we will not know what's wrong with the first
one. Around the room.
Now my family is whispering about them messing around, and I'm having a hard time acting naive when they mention it. Well, your family been whispering about them messing around. It's just you just became a member of the church, and now you privy to the inside information. They've been thinking this for a long time. You just came to the party, girl. You ain't got to act naive. They know. 2 weeks ago, she missed church, and the pastor pulled me to the side and asked, where my little friend at the day?
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess my cousin has shared with him that I'm in on their little secret. He grosses me out now, and I want to find a new church home. You should. My grandmama told me I need to just focus on God, and I said, well, you can't because you're in there with a pimp.
What?
She can't focus on the church because the pastor's a pimp.
I don't know where you got that.
Now, doggone it, let's stop all this.
In the letter.
Well, it's hard to focus because the pastor's a pimp.
What's going on?
You're sitting up in here talking about, and then your grandmama said, just focus on God. That's it. She can't. Because it's a pimp in the pulpit. She said God would take care of my cousin and the pastor. That's after they die.
Oh.
You got to get out to church now. You can't even focus.
Lord have mercy. Jesus.
I still want to lead the church, and you should. Sitting up in here watching him just do what he want to do with your cousin, and your cousin act like it's all right, and the woman sitting over there sick. We only can't even find out what she got. Six damn adults on this show, and we still don't know what she got. She ill. This ain't no sickness. She ain't got the cough or no damn flu. She ill. Something really wrong with this woman. There's days when she can't even make it up there to the service. And your cousin sitting up in there with, on the front row just playing peekaboo with the damn pimp in the pulpit.
Pimp in the pulpit.
We're not going to keep going to this damn church. We're just not going to do it.
Should that have been the subject, Steve, instead of ain't nothing holy about his behavior?
Well, ain't nothing holy about his play. Well, man, ain't nothing holy about pimps. Pimps ain't holy people.
I didn't.
Pimps is pimps. Pimps is pimps. Holy people is deacons and popes and
what?
People like that. Elders, bishops. Them is holy.
He said elders.
Yes, elders of the church.
Pimps ain't holy.
Okay.
Stop saying it.
You stop.
And somebody need to get on this letter and get on the phone and call this woman, find out what's wrong with her. So we can start a GoFundMe page and get something for her.
So you think she should get into another church?
Got to get out of there.
Uh-huh.
You can't sit still. Silence is condoning.
Ooh.
This is what it is.
Okay.
Can't know something about getting hurt and then you don't say to go along with it. You got to stop this pimp.
Why is he talking like this?
That's
he,
an ain't easy, though.
He's trying to get his point across. He's getting his point across.
Oh, getting the point across.
Okay. Are you clear now, Carla?
I'm clear. Crystal, the pimp in the pool.
Crystal?
This is pinto beans is what this is. This is pinto beans. Pimps is needing to be stopped. P-I-N-T-B-S. They still look like pinto beans, but pimps is needing to be stopped.
That's what it's pinto beans.
What is it's pinto beans. Pimps is needing to be stopped. Look like pinto beans, but it's real. We got to put a stop to this.
Okay.
You got, to leave this church and go find you somewhere else to worship. Hmm. Sitting up in here watching this going on. Where my little friend? You ain't got no damn friend. You the pastor. Pastors ain't got friends. Pastors got parishioners.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
true. Pastors got sheep.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm just checking on my little friend now. Oh, where's she at? She a sheep. You a shepherd. Pimps got little friends.
Pimps have friends, he's right.
All pimps got friends.
Might as well have just said where my main thing at.
Ooh. My squeeze.
Where's baby?
Already called her a baby in a damn stewardship meeting. Justin got comfortable.
Really, Steve?
And sitting up in here talking to the woman to call her baby in front of everybody in there, all the committee heads going, oh, no.
My girlfriend.
Deacon talking about, well.
Wow.
Head of usher boy going, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, he didn't call her baby. She over there blushing.
So she doesn't care if everyone knows.
Legs just fanning.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the faster they fan, the
more. I know he called you baby, but shut your legs.
It's Pinto.
In the words of Boomerang, you won't close your legs. Start with your legs.
Okay.
That's a good inside joke.
Read the book. That's my pimp too.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Please
pimps
email us.
Pimps talking to pimps. If you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry
Look it up
letter.
On Amazon. They still selling.
At Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.